Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. Continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Sarah Heiner is our guest, our new friend, just new to the show, but we're going to get her back again. We got a lot more to learn from her. Sarah, congratulations again on the great success of your family businesses, and Bottom Line Publishing. Is that right? Bottom Line Publishing?
Well, Bottom Line, Inc. Well, now Bottom Line,
Bottom
Inc.
Line Inc. That's
newsletters,
right. That
and
was what,
books.
That was what was tripping me up. Okay, got a new name. Bottom Line, Bottom Line Inc. And,
yes.
the website is?
BottomLinePersonal.com at the moment.
Right.
We'll get you
so,
there.
All right, so the
that's
Bottom Line Personal is the title of their widely distributed publication. It's not a 16-page magazine. I'm looking at the new one here, folks, and it's just full of different kinds of stuff. Health issues, aging issues. I need a little bit of help with that. Computer questions. No article in here from Blasingame, but we might work that out one of these days. Let's have to work on that a little bit. So, anyway, how do they subscribe?
If they go to bottomlinepersonal.com, they can subscribe. But you know,
you're going to give them a discount, aren't you?
If they go to bottomlinestore.com, they can subscribe. Put in the code radio.
Radio.
And they'll get 10% off. Yeah.
So check that out. All right. So folks, this is a family business. Her father and mother started it with they rubbed two nickels together and built a business that she and her brother and sister all still work in. And I love telling you guys these stories. Sarah, thanks again for being here. Congratulations to your mother. Be sure to tell her how proud we are of her and of course the memory of your father, Marty. Give us your opinion of where you think the publishing industry is these days. You know, I'm in the publishing industry. I don't produce anything but books in hard copy like you do, but it's still publishing and it's tough out there, isn't it?
Well, frankly, I think the whole publishing industry is scratching their heads. They're still scratching their heads. And in fact, there were a couple things in the news recently that shows you how much they're scratching their heads. There was something that Hearst and Condé Nast, two of the largest publishing companies in the world, are combining forces to do their marketing and their back end together,
right?
Which is enormous.
Sort of quasi-consolidation.
Yes, exactly. And then Tribune newspapers just made a very bold move, because one of the big questions is there's digital content and there's print content, and how do they work together and who's in charge? And content online works differently. You know, it's not just you take your newsletter and put it on the screen. You can, but people want their information in different ways than
is
they
is your
need
stuff
to do it, right?
Are your publications online as well?
They are, but not in the same way, not in the same format. And we're in the process of relaunching our websites because we need to go to the way people are absorbing information now,
mm-hmm.
right? And I don't think print's going away. And our publications are 16 pages long. We joke that we were doing life hacks before life hacks existed, right? But we're
well. I'm having a hard time imagining that. I read the Wall Street Journal on my phone, and you've seen me, Sarah. You know I'm no kid. Right. I've been to town a couple of times.
Look great.
My gray hair is not premature. So,
right.
But this old guy here, I read the Wall Street Journal on my phone. I don't even like the Wall Street Journal on their website, and I'm allergic to newsprint. So I like, not to magazines, but to newsprint. And
yes.
So I like reading the on my phone, but I don't think I would, I want to hold your letter.
It's a very different experience.
And I'm having a hard time imagining, you know, when I think about the millennials, you know, they're different about stuff like this because I guess if I never grew up with a magazine, I wouldn't want to use one. I don't know.
I have no idea. You know, you and I don't know. My girls are, I got 18 and 21. So they've grown up in this crossover.
Yeah.
They still like their books. There's still print around. And they're
But you make them read the print version, or they don't get to eat, right?
We have quizzes every night.
Exactly.
But there is something to having a piece of paper with you, right? And you do absorb. And in fact, they're doing research now that still has the children learn things differently, and they absorb differently when it's in print and when you're writing.
Yes.
Versus when you're pushing buttons.
It's about that. It's also about the application of the piece. How are you using it? For me, for example, the Wall Street Journal. The application for me is their widgets better for me.
Right.
But other things I want. I take the Economist, right? The magazine. I also have it in my phone, but I don't like it in my phone. I read the magazine.
Right. Well, I think that's the critical point that you just made there, Jim, which is that now it's how do people want it, and giving them the option to get it where and how they want it. If they want it in print, we have it in print. If they want it on the phone, they have it on the phone.
It's
and
called,
I read the Wall Street Journal on my tablet.
It's called not either or, both and.
Pardon?
It's
yes, whatever they want.
End.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Or they just want to find the articles that they want. They don't want to have to wade through all sorts of stuff that they're not interested in. And that's the interesting challenge for the business people is that the consumers think it's free.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We taught them that the Internet is free.
Right.
They think that it's just a push of a button.
Right.
But you and I both know that to produce this stuff electronically
costs
a lot.
I call it
Flintstones technology.
To do it the way you want to do it and where people would want it, it costs money.
It does cost money, Sarah.
I got to wrap it up for this visit. Can I have your website again, please?
Bottomlinepersonal.com. Thanks so much, Jim.
Check it out. Sarah, will you come back?
Anytime. You got it.
Good job today. Sarah Heiner, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.